What is up, good people? Here with Joseph Fry, longtime listener, first time caller. What's up, man? It's good to meet you, man.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. And we just had a brief conversation about getting started. The question on the form here is, how long have you been in business? You put 9 days. So you're fresh out of the womb. It's a pleasure to meet you, man, and congratulations on starting the business. What did you do before this? What'd you do?
I was a project intern at a small, kind of actually a mid-sized construction home building company here in Columbia, Tennessee.
Cool. So no stranger to the hustle. So did you just quit your job to start this?
I was talking to my wife and she was like, well, now's the time to do it. And so I turned to my 2 week notice and they're like, oh, you know what? We're really slow. So you just get to start your business. So
I already know you're going right to go far seeking guidance from your wife. I did the same in many endeavors. So that's always a good leadership skill. Leadership quality. So right on. So Fry Contracting, I'll tell you, the first red flag is the name. I'm gonna be honest with you. You're early enough where I could be brutally honest and say, what are you doing with that name? Are you planning on painting? What's the plan here?
Yeah. So, the initial thought was like a painting and remodeling company. And as I'm now 9 days in, I'm thinking I want to be really specific with just painting.
Okay. So we got to change that name, bro. Yeah. Okay. It's got to be changed. Yeah, you're gonna lose a lot of money. With contracting. Okay. So, and it's cool. I mean, if you want to do it as a DBA, or you could just, you could file an amendment and just change the name. So cool. Cause again, SEO search terms and there's a lot of painting, you know, niche down on it. Great idea. What are some challenges you're running into?
Yeah. So I think, the two main ones is definitely marketing. That's the first one. So I'm on Angie Leads and that's been great. I've had, I think just like a few, cool. Fairly promising leads. That's been good. But I think I'm still having a lot of kind of downtime where I'm not, you know, either building a lead or building an estimate or servicing somebody. So that's kind of issue number one. Issue number two is feeling like I come across a little unprofessional, not having a wrapped truck and just being really new in the business. So I'm kind of wanting to have like a small, you know, be a small business and yet be able to be really professional my customer interface.
Big when you're small and small when you're big. To give you some confidence here, if I do an estimate, I have a car that's not even wrapped and I still, it's not, the wrap doesn't matter, bro. I mean, it's the perception. We want to feel like we're professional, but I didn't have a wrap van for 5 years. So it's an even playing field. And the cool part is with this industry is that outshine in customer communication, customer service, and like they would rather have that than see your wrapped vehicle. So good points there. This is a new territory for you. You said you had a business though before, right? You did some landscaping or?
Yeah, a mowing company. So
you were married before that and had people counting on you, right? So it's so there's this feeling of urgency that's probably happening right now. It's like, dude, I'm not doing anything. Like I gotta be active. Like I know I gotta get that pipeline. Who's doing the work?
Yeah. Me and then I have like one or two guys kind of on standby to
help. Okay. What's your plan with that?
My plan is when I get any medium to larger jobs just to have them on full time.
Okay. How many jobs do you have right now sold?
One.
And when's that job scheduled?
It actually just completed. So it's a gym and I was able to do it myself.
Right on. And you have a couple Angie leads. Let's talk about lead nurturing. Have you ever done any sort of lead nurturing before in any of your other professions?
What is that?
So lead nurturing, the concept of it is pretty much, I want you to think of a seed in the ground. And you have to nurture a seed. You have to water it. You got to give it a little sunlight. You got to protect it, right? So these leads that you're getting from Angie Leads, you would think are committed individuals, right? They submitted their information, right? And I'm sure you're running into a couple people that haven't answered the phone.
Yeah.
Right. So just because they didn't answer today doesn't mean they won't answer tomorrow. So when I say nurturing, I mean today is the day where you put more water on that thing until it sprouts up out of the ground and pays you money.
Right.
So what has that been like? I know you said you got a couple leads. What has your discipline been in following up?
That's a really good question. Not good. Now that we're talking about this, I think that so I actually used Drip Jobs to submit my first
Did you connect it to Angie Leads?
estimate. I did. Yeah, I
Okay, so
think I did.
make sure,
Yeah.
because when they send it to Drip Jobs, it's going to automatically, send, follow up. So if you haven't done that, make sure you do that.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Yeah. And then so I haven't I guess I should check that see if it's it automatically sent through or not, but I didn't follow up with that customer. And then I have a warm lead who has like messaged me but it hasn't picked up the phone or
Okay.
said.
So here's the deal. You just entered into like I want you to picture did you ever see NASCAR? Okay. So you just entered into the NASCAR arena and you got cars flying, bro. Flying, dude. And you're just kind of like peeking in and you'll be one of those cars, right? But they're already flying and there's companies that are going to steamroll you until you decide to start jogging a little bit. And that requires you, being honest, that requires you to have a sense of urgency about everything that you do. And it can be urgent, and you have the urgency of when you're not doing anything, but maybe it's just you don't know what to do, right? Maybe it's like, man, I'm in this downtime. I don't really know what to do. First thing is, very important key takeaway for you is that the success of your business is 100% determinant on how much effort you put in. And if you get a lead and you paid money for that lead and that lead didn't answer, you've got to be Joseph the salesperson and call, because what you're aiming for, the dream that you have of this business, is in the hands of the customers that hold your money. You might think that it's bothering them, and if you feel like it's bothering them, you won't get far, because you have to be someone that bothers them. But as long as you operate with integrity, that's how we neutralize
Yeah,
an
for sure.
aggressive follow-up, because you know that you have their best interests in mind, right? If you're going to do well by them, you're going to honor your word, you're going to protect their investment when you get the job, right? So
Right.
if you do a mindset shift, it's like, I'm going to protect you from someone else. So I need to keep following up with you until you tell me no. I won't be disrespectful, but you submitted the request.
Yeah,
You should be
absolutely.
following up multiple times a day until someone answers or tells you no.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I lost you a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, sorry.
Right on. Yeah. So that's lead nurturing. I know that you mentioned here that you were looking to maybe get someone to help you with some marketing. Have you inquired with anyone? Have you sat with anyone?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Do you have the budget for it?
I'd say no. Yeah,
right
probably
now?
not.
No.
Yeah, no.
Okay. In your mind, what is the budget for marketing that would make you feel comfortable?
Well, through Angie Leads and things, I suppose like I'd be comfortable spending like a couple hundred dollars a month for sure.
Okay.
Probably no more than that.
So just realistically, just to give you, because I just want to make sure that you go in with the proper expectations. What you first need to identify is that, like, really what your comp what you are, like what entity, like, you want to operate as. There's a single owner operator, or there's someone that operates and manages a team. The reason you're not hiring is because you don't have leads. If you had 10 leads drop right now in your phone and you did 10 estimates, law of averages states you're going to get between three and four of those jobs. Right? So instead of putting a dollar amount on how much you're willing to spend, the thought should be as much as possible, because it's a direct return. Because again, law of averages states that if you suck at selling, you'll get a 20% closing rate, which I doubt you'll get. You'll probably get way more than that. But you're just not talking to enough people who want the service that you provide.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's going to require an investment. Most businesses require a big down payment or an investment to get started. From my understanding, you probably haven't had to spend much.
No.
When do you think the qualification process is? In other words, I'm saying, brother, you got to dig deep and get that money out somewhere, whether it's a credit card or something to get into the game. You know?
For
So
sure.
here's the deal. $1,000 should be the mindset. If I had to give you a number, $1,000 is where I'd feel comfortable. You won't be able to afford a marketer if that's your budget. A marketer is going to be in that 2 to 3K range, but I don't think you need that. I think what you're doing with Angie right now is fine. So how many leads did you get off of Angie so far?
Four.
You got four. And did you sell one of those jobs?
No, I got this this first job through word of mouth.
Okay. So we have four leads. And out of those four leads, how many have answered the phone or how many did you book an estimate for?
Just one. Yes. The other three, two of them did not reply. And then one of them was just not a real lead. So.
Okay. So so did you sell the job for the one or did you just quote the job?
You
just quoted it. How much did you quote it for? Okay. And what was the job?
The job was two pretty decent sized rooms, basically okay. 12 by 12s and then 12
okay.
by 5. And,
Okay. So Monday, do you have any work?
No.
Okay. Would it be better for you to have work than not have work?
Definitely.
Okay. So the mindset needs to be my first responsibility is to make sure that I'm working. Right. My second responsibility
is to have work.
Right. My second responsibility is make sure my team has work, and then you'll get to that level. Right. My third responsibility is to make money. Right. Yeah. So essentially, couldn't you do that job for $1,000?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You could.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So don't you think she'd be happy if you called her and said, "Hey, listen, you know, we have an opening. I'll do the job for $1,000. Why does that hurt?
That feels a little unprofessional to me. And maybe it's not. But
here's the deal. You're a startup. You need practice.
Yeah.
You're using her house as a training site.
Yeah.
You see? It's a mindset shift. It feels unprofessional. Why? Because there's an ego attached to making money. But what would you rather do? Sit on the sofa? If you don't fix that now, when you get employees, you're going to be too worried about you making money instead of making sure they have hours.
I see. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the mindset is first, let me stack the deck. If you have a full schedule, do you realize that you're going to operate with much more confidence?
Mm. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
So don't let money be your master in business. Use money as a tool to get what you need out of the job. You don't have a job Monday. My next thought would be call the lady. I wouldn't say go to 1,000. I'm just helping you see the big picture.
Yeah, definitely.
You said the price was how much?
Like 2,100.
2,100 say, and here it's all about framing, right? When you get into sales, you start understanding this. We don't want to sound desperate. We want to sound like we're giving you something for something in what?
Return.
Okay. So when you say, Mrs. Jones, here's the deal. I just had a cancellation. Maybe you don't want to be dishonest. Or you might want to say, hey, I have an opening Monday. Right. I would love to do your job. I was thinking about it. If I did a lot better on the price, would you consider letting me start Monday?
Yeah.
If she says no, then, okay. If it's not in the cards, maybe we'll revisit this. If she says yes, listen, I typically don't do this, but I really want the job. Again, we could use the work. If I got to $1,750 for the entire project, paint included, would you allow me to earn your business? Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does that buy you? It buys you 3 days of work.
Yeah.
And in that time period, you're feeling confident. Maybe you leave that job on Tuesday, you get an estimate, you stack Thursday and Friday. You see?
Yeah, I see. I see. That's awesome. That's really exciting.
Yeah. When you get off the call, you're probably going to call her. I hope you do. And then you get a job and then you're going to operate. Get off this coaching call now. But that's the mindset of how you built, because that's what I do. And the thing is I'm still doing that 8 years in. Right. But now I'm doing it for other people. Right. And I do it for each crew. If I know crew C has no work, guess what I'm doing? Calling the customer. Hey, crew C has no work. We could really use your job. I would love to work with you. Are you open to, and then I go in with value, right? Supply and demand. Now, if you have a month's worth of work, are you going to do that?
No.
Yes, because you need to get out of the job. So then you do it with the mindset of you need to get team members enough work to feel confident to hire a crew. You know, because here's the deal. You might have in that month four jobs, let's say one job a week. If you put three painters on those jobs, how much work do you have? Maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks worth of work? The jobs get done sooner.
Yeah.
So learning how to balance that is going to be a big skill set for you. I love that you're painting now because you're learning the timing.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
But you need to be painting with the mindset of how can I get enough jobs to confidently have someone come in and replace me?
Right.
And it might not be immediate. You might work along someone like I did for the first 6 months of my business. It was me and two others. And we painted and I learned the flow. I got to see if he could communicate with people. And there was times where I said, hey, you guys take care of this. I'm going to go do some estimates. You guys got it. Give me a run through at the end of the day.
Awesome.
You know,
super cool. And I can totally see how a good software would be instrumental in, you know, building a team from the ground up like that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, the software is the business nowadays.
Yeah.
It's the communication center. It, you know, so what other questions do you have?
Let me think. That's super, super great. Really actionable advice. Really appreciate that.
Sure.
That's
what you came for.
Yeah, for sure. I guess one other thing is a good estimating tool in terms of timing for jobs and things like that. Do you have any recommendations in terms of like how to, like, I mean, being out of my depth when I look at a huge room, I'm like, man, I can, you know, measure it and get those calculations. But in terms of like just big estimates, do you have any recommendations there?
The standard of estimating is production rate estimating, right? Like when you go and get an oil change somewhere, they have allotted amounts of time of how long an oil change takes and how long brake pads take to change and how long the tire takes to get rotated, right? So like the essence of production rates is to identify what you're doing, how much of it you're doing, and how long that takes, right? And when you scale that to a bigger job, it should scale accordingly. The bigger the job, the more time it takes. You're estimating with production rates right now, you're just winging it. You're just saying, well, I think this is going to take me 3 days. So first thing you need to do before you do production rates, which is a Drip Jobs feature, if you just add it, you can use it. But that might be a little advanced for you. I think the first step is, how much does it cost in materials? How long does it take? You have to allocate an hourly wage to you. How much are you paying yourself per hour? Right. So if you hire Joseph Fry tomorrow, how much would you pay him to do what you do on the job only? How much would you pay him?
$30 an hour.
$30, right? So when you price your job out and you say it's a 3 day job, you should be thinking $30 times 8 hours per day times three. 8 times 3, 24, 240 times three. 480, 720, right?
Right, 720.
So $720. That's my labor for the job to make sure that Joseph gets his. How much paint? 3 day job, maybe let's say 10 gallons of paint to make it easy. $300. So now your total cost for this project, Joseph, is 1020, or just say $1,000. Right?
Right.
Now what does the business make? Because there's three entities here. We have the business, we have our labor, and our material. So how much does the business make? You tell me.
50%.
Really? Does it have to?
No.
Doesn't have to. We learned that earlier, right?
Right.
We got to make sure Joseph gets his, right? This is how you facilitate, right? So it can. That's best case scenario, but I wouldn't care about that if I were you. This first year for you, or maybe 6 months, should just be focused on getting to one crew of three painters if you want to go the employee route.
Yeah.
Are you an employee type guy, or do you think you're going to go subs? You're a culture guy.
Yeah, definitely.
You're committed. You're my type of guy. So not saying some guys are bad, but you know, culture, I think it's harder, but it's a longer, I think the payoff is great, you know? So get to your goal should be by, man, I think you could do it by June. I think you could do it by June is getting three people on the job. And the only thing you do every day is network and estimate and project manage.
Yeah. That's my goal. That's definitely my goal.
Good. So when you price out your jobs, it's how much do I pay the crew? How long is it going to take? You're going to eyeball it for now, right? Because I don't want you to get too caught up in the price. Just get caught up in selling the job. And I have a calculator that does this. It's free. It's sellpaintjobs.com, and you can download the calculator.
Okay.
And it allows you to put in the costs, and it just spits out a price based on the margin you want to make. So just so you know, you can have a thriving business because guess what? How much overhead do you have?
Zero.
Do you know how many businesses wish that were the case? you can have a thriving business at a 30% profit margin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your job that you quoted, just to narrow it down even further. You have a $2,200 job. You're paying Joseph, our guy, $720.
Yep.
How much is paint going to be on that job?
$380.
$1,000, right? For the total of the project on average. Yep. It's just ballparking, right?
Right.
How much did I tell you to sell the job for?
$1,000.
And how much did Joseph make?
$720
for 3 days, right? That's right. Why I said, right? So you're you're double dipping right now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good habit.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be, but how soon can we replace Joseph? Now, if you had a Joseph and you sold a job for $1,750, which we're going to, business is making $750, Joseph is making $720, and the paint's paid for.
Right.
Now, that $750 is the difference between you going from good to great is what you do at the $750. Right? That's the key. What you do with it is the key, and how much you put back into the business.
Right.
What you do is you take that $750, and because you now have an employee, some of that has to go to you, but you need to be willing to sacrifice that to pay for marketing to make sure that the pipeline stays full and you're always ahead of the game.
Right. That rinse and repeat cycle.
It's rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
And then you keep it. You put it in, you get it out, you keep some, put it in, get it out, you keep some, and it's this flow. And that's how business thrives.
Awesome. That's super cool.
Yeah. Anything else before we go, man? Any hot topics?
Yeah, no, I don't think of anything else. But I really enjoyed the content.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you you're so welcome. Much.
Good luck, dude. I think you're going to take it. I'd love to hear back from you, man. I really do. I like when people come back and we can hit another area of your business. So good luck to you, man. God bless you and your business. And maybe we'll catch up. Cross paths.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.